It's Tanya and Steve's Throwback Thursday.
Just give me a heads up if I get gushy.
Oh,
you know what I'm like.
I'm the same. This lady was, you know, I don't know.
See, look, we've just got gushy.
I know.
We've just got gushy. What a terrible start. How embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. But she was Xena Warrior Princess. This show ran late 90s, early 2000s, and we're all major fans. We're talking about New Zealand actor Lucy Lawless. Hello.
Hello, darling.
We'll try and maintain some semblance of professionalism, but we are big fans.
Some decorum.
Bit of decorum, yes. Yes.
Do you mind us starting there, Lucy? I mean, because, you know, that's kind of where we first fell in love with you. So can we go back to those days just for a moment?
Your interview, go for it.
I like her attitude already.
Absolutely.
Actually, I'm feeling intimidated.
Lucy, did you know what kind of success that this would have internationally? Could you guys, within the sets and making the show, could you ever believe that it would have the impact that it did?
Well, because I was 25 and completely ignorant, I thought it absolutely would be a smash hit around the globe. And I thought that's what happens to all TV series, you know? But it's only now I go, wow, that was a really lucky, serendipitous thing.
Well, that's true. And you're right, to look back now. I mean, let's face it, pretty much in life, we never realise how great something is while we're doing it. And then you
until it's over, that's right.
Until it's over, yeah.
And what about the costuming? Because, you know, I mean, we sitting at home would believe that you are, you know, doing what you're doing in heavy metal, chainmail. The swords are heavy. Everything was a struggle. You made it look so easy. But was it really just cardboard and felt?
Styrofoam?
Yeah.
Well, no, not really. And at first, things were really heavy. And then the first person got their head cut open and we went, maybe we can make a rubber sword. And, oh, that rubber's too soft. So that's really good when you're fighting a guest actor because they're always making mistakes. So you can't hurt them if you have a foam sword or a rubber sword. But the best swords were like this vulcanized rubber that could take a real pounding and still maintain its shape. So we developed processes for making different kinds of swords for different purposes, and those skills went on to inform the workshop at, like one of our guys was cleaning the floor at the workshop of Weta down doing Lord of the Rings, and he said, no, that's not how you make a workable sword, and showed them how you made like a vulcanized rubber sword with a certain kind of spine in it. So it really transformed that kind of prop making in New Zealand.
Wow.
Now, of course, you've gone on to many other different things, but I've got to ask the question, as you said yourself, it was so massive and hard to even get our heads around it in that, you know, 5 to 7 year period and then onwards with repeats, of course. But do you ever escape being Xena? I mean, as I said, you're going on to new things. We're about to talk what you're doing now.
But she was lovely.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. Some people are bothered by that, and you're not, which I like.
Well, I can't even... I don't have the bandwidth to care about a thing like that. No, I'm really grateful for everything that it gave me, and I don't think about it typically in a day. But it was a great time too. We were so young, and the sets were so colourful, and there was never a crossword in all those years. So it was a really blessed kind of experience and a good job, and it created an amazing fan base who do a lot of good works out in the world. So. I'm grateful.
Yeah, good to hear. Is there, just before we do move on, did you souvenir anything from Xena Warrior Princess? Any costuming, any sets, any weapons?
Oh, I've got a few bits and pieces, but nothing much. I gave most of it away to charity.
Yeah.
One of the Xena outfits went to the Smithsonian and was next to Henry Winkler, Fonzie's jacket.
Oh. Whoa. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Now it's probably mouldering away in the Smithsonian's garage or something. I don't know.
Well, we are in Auckland, and so one of the things that we know that you're doing is...
I'm excited that you're here.
Yeah, well, thank you.
This is beautiful because Aussies, honestly, they were always much keener on Xena than New Zealanders were.
Really?
And I was always really grateful to them for being so... kind and accepting and celebratory.
Oh, you're welcome. And as we said at the start, as you might have noticed, we're really thrilled that we're talking to you.
Absolutely.
And which I'm curious about that we're talking about because, yeah, the musical. Okay, so here's another branch of your talent I didn't know about.
Pleasure Dome, the musical, currently showing. Tell us about it, Lucy. What's it about? Because it's featuring a lot of music that we love from the 80s, I believe.
Yeah. So we've got story of a romance in a club in 1984 in New York. And you've got all that crazy, great music that we all grew up with. And it's a chance to go back to, like, the times of Studio 54, because none of us got to go. We were living 15,000 kilometres away. We were too poor. We were only nine. We have all these excuses. But now you get a chance to go back and experience that. And it's glittery and it's fabulous. It's a walk on the wild side. It's all the denizens of the night. And it has a happy ending. It's an unashamedly romantic ending, which is also new.
All right. Well, look, pleasuredomethemusical.com if you want tickets, if you're heading over. We're sending people over very soon. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to do it. Go and see Lucy Lawless.
And try not during the show to yell out, "We love you, Zena." Wait till the end.
Okay.
Thank you, Lucy Lawless. Take care of you.
Okay, see you at the show.